It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Incarcerated individuals face daunting negative statistics when it comes to recidivism rates. Education has proven to be one of the most effective ways to combat the trend. Last year, the U.S. Department of Education launched a pilot program providing Pell Grants to inmates so that they can pursue post-secondary education. Four Pennsylvania higher education institutions recently became part of the program, including Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I'm joined now by Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Secretary John Wetzel to talk about the pilot program and what he hopes it will do for incarcerated individuals in the Commonwealth. Secretary Wetzel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be on your show.
And you can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. Again, the number 412-246-2002. Secretary Wetzel, why are recidivism rates so high? Why are we seeing so many people relapse into criminal behavior?
Well, I mean, when you look at who comes in our front door, and you look at the barriers to success that led them to commit crime, you see a large portion addicted, as high as 70%. You see a large incidence of mental illness, over a quarter. And then 50% of everybody who comes in our front door don't have a high school diploma. So for us, when you try to look at setting someone up for success coming out, you kind of got to reverse engineer that. So we have to address the addiction, address the mental illness, and address the education and put them in a posture where you can get sustainable employment, because that's a piece of being successful when you get out.
So what convinced officials like yourself that a Pell Grant pilot program was a way to solve the problem? I mean, there are a number of different approaches that you could have taken, but this is something that is innovative.
Yeah, I think this is just another arrow in the quill, if you will. Because it's not a, I don't think it's a silver bullet, but there's been a relatively small amount of research around higher education and recidivism. And frankly, the research has been stunning in its success. You see a significant drop in future criminality. And so when the Obama administration decided to open this up for a pilot, and understand that the pilot isn't just the class, but it requires a research component. So we actually measure whether it works or not. To me, this is an absolute no-brainer. I mean, keep in mind, when someone fails and they come back to state prison, and let's just say they come back for a year, that's $42,000, right? We're not spending $42,000 to put them in some college classes. So if you get a significant reduction in recidivism, the return on the investment is an absolute no-brainer, not to mention that the Pell is funded out of the big federal pocket, not the smaller state pocket.
And there's an irony here, because for a lot of these prisoners, these inmates, they are folks who might have eschewed education or dropped out of school, and that's how they got in trouble to begin with. So now here it is that they are being offered the opportunity to access education. How do you know which of the individuals that may or may not be interested in this are truly interested in educating themselves? Is there some way to weed out people that are not genuine about their efforts?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we're working right now with the various universities and the various facilities to figure out a screening process and a selection process. But it's been, I mean, my experience and to your point, sure, a bunch of these folks dropped out. But also, if you look at our population, it's disproportionately poor and disproportionately of color who disproportionately are affected by poor school systems, right? So some of that is a chicken or the egg argument. But with that being said, this is such an opportunity for us. We'll certainly do our due diligence and pick people who are motivated to be involved in education and motivated to be successful when they get out, understanding that, you know, people graduate from college and commit crimes. And so you add the ancillary consequences of having a criminal record as it relates to employment and some other things. Certainly this is a group that has more challenges than not, but no one should be proud of the national recidivism rate. And so business as usual is not going to cut it. So, there's actually tools that measure level of motivation that we use oftentimes. Our staff is trained in this approach called motivational interviewing. that really draws out, the research says you're more likely to get honest answers through staff trained and motivational interviewing. So we'll put a pretty good screening process up front to have the people who are most likely to be successful when they get out.
It's Central Pittsburgh. We're talking with Pennsylvania Department of Corrections Secretary John Wetzel about a pilot program providing Pell Grants to inmates so they can pursue post-secondary education. And Secretary Wetzel, in 1994, then-President Bill Clinton approved the provision excluding incarcerated individuals from federal Pell Grants as part of higher education. Was that a mistake, in your opinion?
Yeah, that was at a time where we were making a lot of dumb decisions as it relates to criminal justice policy, and I think this is right up there with them.
How does this program, in terms of broadening opportunities for individuals, is there a component that, you know, when you're talking about colleges, you know, for many colleges is a way of enlightening someone. So is this being looked at as an enlightenment opportunity as well as a vehicle for finding a job when you get out so you don't end up back in jail?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an either or. I think it's a both and. Certainly, there's folks, especially kind of the liberal arts approach to education, where the enlightenment itself enhances an individual and they're more likely to be successful. But also, there's this real practical component of developing skills to be successful in the community and tools that people will pay you to get. And I think it's probably both of them. I think that one of the things that we're becoming more, I would say, enlightened or focused on is the implications of when somebody gets out and they come back, that we're all invested in people coming out of our prisons and being successful. If we can target the right people and this reduces their future criminality, we're all way ahead on this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how does the ultimate cost of a program like this compare with the cost of incarcerating repeat offenders?
Well, I mean, just looking at just simple math, $42,000 a year to incarcerate someone at the state level. But add on the fact that probably in the 60% range have children. Are those children now going in social services? Which is more likely? Are they more likely to get involved in the juvenile justice system? More likely. Are they more likely to be in foster care? More likely. So when you start looking at those costs, I think that the return on investment is very obvious, and it's not, trust me, I'm not a math genius, right? This is not complicated math. When we get people out and keep them out, we all benefit as a society. And especially if you take someone who's taking $42,000 a year of taxpayer dollars, and now they're paying taxes, turning those tax burdens into taxpayers. I think it's a really simple sell on a return on investment standpoint.
Yes, people have to like that math. I mentioned Indiana University being one of the schools chosen for this program. What were the others, and why were they chosen?
Yeah, it was IUP and Bloomsburg, both from the state system, and then Villanova and Lehigh Carbon Community College. And we weren't the people who selected. It was the Federal Department of Ed. I would guess that in IUP is a really, really just strong, well-thought-of university, as is Bloomsburg. But Bloomsburg's already been providing classes for us at our female prison. We've had a long-standing relationship with Villanova where they provided classes up to and including degrees at Greaterford. And then the community college, I think, is a really interesting thought when you look at the students who end up going to community college and the focus on skill development. It really makes sense for individuals coming out of prison. So I think that's an interesting addition to the choices for Pennsylvania.
We're down to just about a minute left, but is the Department of Education looking at, or the Department of Corrections looking for more institutions to take part in this program? Could we end up seeing schools like Pitt making this list?
Well, this was, I think the average, it's closed. This round of grants is closed. So as is a bunch of stuff when it comes to federal government, everybody's waiting with bated breath to see what happens in November. And so maybe by next year this time, we'll have an idea if we're going to continue to head in the same direction with a more enlightened approach to criminal justice. And if that's the case, I would assume that you'll see an expansion of these opportunities.
And in about 10 seconds or so, how would you sum up the reaction to this?
Like everything, mixed. I think the knee-jerk reaction is, why do I have to pay for it? And my response to that is, you're paying for it anyhow. So if you're going to pay for it, have someone be more successful, then why wouldn't we do it? Knock it off. It's my general response.
My guest has been John Wetzel. He is the Secretary for the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. Secretary Wetzel, great to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.